On Monday, we read from your letters. During our program on New Orleans music, many listeners wrote in with their own musical memories from the Big Easy and with their questions and concerns about New Orleans musicians. To answer some of those questions, we are now joined by David Friedman. He's the general manager of WWOZ, a community-based jazz station in New Orleans. Thanks for being with us, David.
It's great to be here.
Now, the first email I wanted to read comes from Michael Francis, and he writes, "The New Orleans musicians need health care and a living wage. Many hold two or three jobs just to support their families." So, David, Michael describes a situation that was already difficult for a lot of musicians, and, of course, since the hurricane, it has to have gotten worse. What's being done to help these musicians with their health care needs and the lost income from the hurricane?
I am totally moved by Michael's question. He really gets right to the heart of it. Not only have these musicians now lost many opportunities to hold down jobs, but they've lost their houses. I was talking to the trombonist for the Preservation Hall Band. Four out of seven of those musicians have totally lost their homes, and maybe one or two more. I was at a press conference with the lieutenant governor 3 days ago. I asked him what plans the state had. He heads up the cultural, recreation, and tourism area of the state to bring back musicians and to make sure they have a way to get back. And he said that they'd raised a bunch of money at a benefit in New York and that musicians couldn't stay away from New Orleans because when they got to other places, they just wouldn't be able to live there. I don't think that's much of a plan.
And what about their health care? Is there any?
Yes, there is. The New Orleans Musicians Clinic has been very effective over the last 7 or 8 years. WWOZ plays a role as a partner with them, and we have been supporting over 1,000 musicians to make sure that they get health care. They've reestablished themselves temporarily in Lafayette, Louisiana. If anybody has any questions about health care for musicians or New Orleans Musicians Clinic, they can contact us through WWOZ.org. We'll make sure they get the message.
Here's an email from Chris Cordona, who has a specific concern. He writes, "Many musicians had to leave their instruments behind. Is there a place where we can donate instruments to these artists who can not only soothe their own souls, but soothe the souls of a nation, especially those of whom lost so much?"
Yes, there is an effort I just was aware of last night. I can't cite you the web source, but you can find it. Arlo Guthrie is taking the city of New Orleans from north all the way down to New Orleans, and he's collecting musical instruments, and he's bringing them to the city. You can find it on the web somewhere, and that's probably a really great way to do it because it'll make the message as important as the actual action.
Here's another question from Julie Sturmer from Campbell, California. She writes, "I've heard rumors that the New Orleans Jazz Fest will be held this year. Does anyone have any details? What about that?"
It's more than a rumor. I've met with the executive director and the president of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. I've received an email from Quint Davis, the producer. There definitely will be a New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this year. And in some ways, it will be perhaps one of the most powerful ones, simply because there will be so many people who will want to be a part of it and contribute to it. I'm talking about the musicians, and I just think that this New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this year may be one of the most memorable ones we'll ever see.
And before we let you go, I want to read one more email. This is from Jason Glisson from Greenville, North Carolina. "I went to New Orleans about 5 years ago. I was walking in the downtown area and stopped in the big cathedral there. There was a wedding, and the bride and groom were walking outside. They got into a carriage, which proceeded to carry them around the downtown area. The whole time, a huge jazz band followed them, and it seemed like everyone just joined in the party as the bride and groom came past. It was definitely something I'll always remember about my trip to New Orleans." So, David, are we going to see that again in New Orleans?
Well, now that is the big, big, big question. The carriages are there. The cathedral's there. The people who can get married in St. Louis Cathedral are there. But will the musicians be there? And will the traditions be there? Remember that all those people who join in those second-line parades come from someplace outside of the French Quarter. They primarily lived in the Ninth Ward and in other areas that were heavily flooded. All of that music comes up through the high schools that people don't maybe realize that those marching bands are led by band leaders who are actually families that are dynasties that have passed on those incredible rhythms that are associated with New Orleans music. And we don't know if those high schools will return because we don't know if those people will come back. All those thousands and thousands of people that were bused out of the city, will they ever get back? And if they do, will they have a place to come back to? And will there be a system like there was before? We're very worried.
Well, David, good luck, and thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
David Friedman is general manager of WWOZ, a community-based radio station in New Orleans. If you have comments, questions, or corrections, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.